The research I've done has taken two main, really it's been two main thrusts, both of which really began with my doctoral thesis. I've talked about trying to understand how the mechanics of the inner ear worked and the encoding process from sound and space into nerve discharge patterns in the auditory nerve. And so we've done a lot of experiments working out the fine details of the transformation between sound in air and auditory nerve discharge patterns, applying the kinds of models I worked on in my PhD. And that's been very productive in that it has allowed us to associate with what's going on in the auditory nerve the mechanisms of what's going on inside the inner ear. And for a long time, that was the only way to go because people couldn't make the kinds of measurements we can make today or been able to make for 15, 20 years in the inner ear. The only window you had on what's going on in the inner ear were measurements from the nerve. So a major part of my research has been trying to understand how the inner ear works by looking at discharges of auditory nerve fibers. Another second thrust was really a flyer. And by flyer, I mean just a wild idea I had. And I should say, I've had two advantages. One was mentors and two was wonderful students. My first student is my closest friend and colleague now. He's been a professor in this department for 20 years, Eric Young. And I won an award about 2 years ago from an association called the Association for Research in Otolaryngology. And Eric presented the award at the presentation. And it's his duty to roast me. And so it was my duty to roast him back. And one of the things I said besides saying that he was my best friend was that every good idea, the best ideas I had were the ones he said were insane. And ultimately, had a backtrack on. And this was one of the ideas he said was insane. The idea was to try to understand how speech is encoded in the auditory nerve, the auditory nerve consists of 30,000 neurons carrying electrical signals from the ear to the brain. And any information that the brain gets about the sound has to be carried in those electrical signals. And the question is, how is the sound of my voice, which is very complicated, encoded in those patterns of those 30,000 neurons? And to do that, we tried to record from as many as 300 or 400 in the same animal, which is why the experiments took 3 or 4 days. And by doing that, we were able to build up a picture of the encoding of the sound across this whole population of 30,000 neurons. We sampled 400 in one animal and from that extrapolated reasonably. I think we now know correctly how the sound is coded in those discharge patterns.